We'd record another Patreon episode.
What?
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you are an exclusive Patreon patron?
I think that's, yeah, a patron.
Patreon.
Or as I said in the beginning and was thoroughly embarrassed by Justin, donator.
Donator. Mm-hmm. Like it. Why were you embarrassed by that?
Because it's supposed to be donor. My English is...
here we go.
My English is lacking.
Just a few hicks from Tennessee.
Yeah, we sound like a couple of rednecks. Well, what?
Can't deny your heritage, I guess.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It is what it is.
So, what's up?
I don't know. I think you're the one that's got the most to talk about since the last time we recorded one of these non-NES episodes. Your daughter got a Wii U.
That is true.
I think that's something we should talk about.
Mario Kart abound.
Oh yeah?
She loves Mario Kart.
Awesome.
And so do we, actually. It's probably one of the most fun games I've played in a long time.
And that cat in your lap?
Yeah, me and Felicia. The cat probably does too. It is, just unbridled fun. Mario Kart brings it to the table, I think.
Yeah, unbridled fun. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's like this Mario Kart ain't got no bridle in his mouth. He's a wild horse.
I wonder how many people that use the expression unbridled know what a bridle is.
I don't know. You know, I bet anybody that's not a redneck like us, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people know what it means. I don't think anybody uses that phrase, do they? You're the first person I've heard to say that in probably 10 years.
Since, like, high school?
Well, maybe since the last time I lived with you. So maybe you're just the one that says that.
Well, I remember when I worked at the co-op, there was the Block and Bridle show at University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a horse show, but it sounds like a bunch of women in, like, wedding dresses, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's a bridal show for horses.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, listeners can't see this one because this one's not a live episode, but that cat is, like, in love with you. It's, like, looking up at you like, oh... I love you, Daddy. Thank you for rubbing my chin.
This cat, this is, me and Felicia talk about it all the time. This cat is like the most loving cat ever. And she was just one of those, you know, freebies in the paper. Like, it wasn't, you know. You know, it's funny, like, these nowadays.
Do people pay for cats?
Yeah, like, if you go to the pound, you have to pay for the cats now.
Huh.
Like, and it's not cheap. It's like $75 for a cat. Of course, I mean, they, like, throw in, they, like, neuter it and everything, but, you know.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost that much to neuter a cat.
No.
It shouldn't, last time I checked.
No. But she, she was just, okay, funny story about this cat. So we literally went to a cat lady's house to get this cat when she was a kitten. Mm. So she is, she's 8, almost 9 years old now. And, we saw this ad in the paper. Me and Felicia were going to get another cat. Because at the time, we had Gato. Which Gato lived with us for a long time. And then, well, not for a long time. Just until Grant got caught.
Yeah.
Which was like 2 months. Right. But, so we were going to get another cat. So we saw this ad in the paper. We go to this lady's house, which is a trailer, but it's, you know, it's a nice trailer. And so full we walk cats. In, and I'm like, you know, I'm not like allergic to cats. Like I have cats, and but I do have allergies, like seasonal allergies that I take like a Zyrtec for. And when I walked into this house, it was like I could just feel the sinuses in my skull just fill with mucus immediately. I mean, it was like, I'm serious. It's the craziest feeling I ever had because it was just like, holy crap. And there were cats all over the living room, like a good 20 in the living room. And these were adult cats, not kittens, adult cats. So then she takes us to a side room where all the kittens are. And there's like probably a good 20 or 30 kittens with, you know, two or three mama cats in there. And it was just insane. Like, I'd never seen so many cats in one little house before. And anyway, so she was one of them. And the reason I picked her is immediately when I picked her up, like, immediately. I was like, yes. That's the cat.
You want one that with a good motor.
Yeah.
You check the engine.
Yeah. And still to this day, she purrs like every time you pick her up. So.
Oh, that's very nice.
She's just a very loving cat.
It's a rare breed, actually, you know, because cats are normally pretty mean.
Our other cat, he bites me if I try to pick him up half the time. Like, yeah. He enjoys a good loving when it's his idea. Mm-hmm. When I want to come to you and get a loving,
it's on my time.
But if you want to just walk up and pick me up, no, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So anyway, you don't have any cats right now. You grew up with cats.
Yeah, Amber's allergic to cats, actually. Mm-hmm. Like full on allergic to cats. Not like you. Just like sort of allergic.
Pseudo allergy. Yeah.
But like gets around them, sneezes. Full of nose, just instantly full.
Yeah,
head starts hurting. It's bad news. So,
but you got a dog.
We got a dog, a little dog.
You've not talked much about your dog on the podcast. You want to talk about your dog?
Sure. I can talk about the dog. I feel like I talk about the dog all the time outside of the podcast. So maybe that's why I don't talk about it on the podcast.
The podcast is your escape from the dog.
Okay, so let's see. I'll tell this, since you told the story of getting the cat, I'll tell the story of getting the dog. All right.
Okay.
So Amber and I had no intention of getting a dog. She had never owned a dog before, but we were just out messing around, and we just went to the puppy zone, which is, I'll go off on a tangent about how terrible the puppy zone is here in a minute. But we just went in there just to check out the puppies, you know, we weren't going to get a puppy, but, we went in, we were just looking around, and we went up, they had them in, like, baby crates, so that you could walk up to them and, like, look down on them and love on them and stuff. So we went up to this one crate, and our dog, Teeter, our dog's name's Teeter. So Teeter was, like, curled up in the corner of this crate, and all these other dogs, like, jumping around, like, biting her, and they were way bigger than her, and supposedly they put them in these baby crates. I don't know why I'm calling a baby crate.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm going to have to stop. It's a crib.
Crate. Sorry. In case anybody's wondering, I also don't have any kids.
Hey, honey, I'm going to go put the baby in her crate. And
So I don't have kids. So
Right.
That's how I see it, you know. It's just the holding crate for the kid whenever you don't want to hold it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
Teeter's curled up in the corner of this crib, and they typically put the puppies in the same crib with their brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was with her brothers and sisters. Her brothers and sisters hated her apparently because they were like biting her and like stealing all her food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when and she wouldn't get up for nothing when we were walking around looking at all the other dogs. She wouldn't get up from her corner. But when we walked up, Amber put her hands on the crib and like leaned over to look in. And Teeter just got up, walked over to Amber and like stood up and put her paws on her hand and was like looking at her. So, so with no intention of getting a dog, Amber couldn't pass on her.
Yeah. So what's your beef with Puppy Zone?
Well, the Puppy Zone gets their puppies from puppy mills.
Yeah.
So.
I'll tell you what's funny though is.
And they just let. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and they also, I've heard all kinds of horror stories from people that have worked there and stuff. Like, they bring them in trucks, like furniture trucks, right? So they just throw them in the back of these furniture trucks and drive them in over from the mountains or wherever the puppy mill is.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they'll get maybe 15 of them coming in on a truck.
Mm-hmm.
The puppy zone's really small, and there's maybe 15 dogs there, period, the whole time. So, but the people said when they worked there, like they would go to get the dogs off the truck, and probably half of them would be dead.
Oh God. That's not funny.
It's not funny. It's terrible. And see, like Teeter, our dog was, but when we got her, she's like 4 or 5 months old. Mm-hmm. So she had been there for a while. So she was getting into the not a puppy anymore area. And I'm curious if that's the way they bring them in. What do they do if they don't sell them?
Well, here's the thing. So everybody's like, don't buy from Puppy Zone or whatever, all these stores because they use puppy mills. But if you don't buy those dogs, what happens to those dogs is my thing. Like, I get it that, you know, we don't want to support these companies that are doing this, but what about those dogs that are there?
Right. I mean, if we wouldn't have bought Teeter, nobody was going to buy her, apparently, because nobody liked her. I'm guessing because she just stayed in the corner and didn't do anything. Right,
they thought she was sickly or something.
And actually, before we bought her, I was like, we may want to, like, make sure she's not dying. So we, like, took her out and, like, threw a ball around. She started playing. We're like, okay. So what's that thing they get?
Parvo?
Yeah, parvo, yeah. Make sure she didn't have parvo.
Mm-hmm. My dad had a dog that had parvo and survived it. One of the dogs he has now. And didn't think she was going to survive because that's like, it's really bad. Anyway, the thing about Puppy Zone, though, is so there's Puppy Zone. And then right next door to Puppy Zone in Knoxville is Chuck E. Cheese, right?
That's right. Where do you think we were before we went to Puppy Zone?
So... you go, you know, you can go to Puppy Zone, or we went in Puppy Zone one day where we were at Chuck E. Cheese, and we realized Leah actually has more fun in Puppy Zone, and Puppy Zone doesn't cost anything. Chuck E. Cheese costs money. No,
it doesn't cost anything if you don't buy a dog.
Yeah, let's just go to Puppy Zone. And then, you know, we've always got we've got Birdie, and we can get another dog, you know?
Right.
So.
All right. I think it's breakfast time for me.
Yep, me too. All right.
See you, everybody.
See you, man.